Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of fire. Yeah.
Thank you.
philosophy. Child of darkness became child of light. When my soul was dry and I needed rain, the waters of life, you became for me. Calvary. Praise God. Greg, I want you to sing that last verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated, when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, whom shall I say has sent me? The Lord said to the great lawgiver, you tell them I am that I am has sent you. And let me tell you, what he was then, he still is today. Saving a sinner like me. I want to tell the whole wide world. Yes, I do. That salvation is free. Praise God it is. I know that there were many times when I didn't do right. But you watched over me. Yes, you did. Both day and night. Yes, you did. justice demanding. That I should die. But grace and mercy said, oh no, Jesus paid. He paid the price. I once was blind. But thank God I can see. It was because of grace that came down to me. Yes, it did. Just a close walk with thee. Yes, Lord. Oh, grant it, Jesus, it's my plea. Well, daily walk close to thee.
Let it be, dear Lord.
You know, it's just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus, here's my plea. Daily walk close to thee.
Come on, let's worship him. Let's love on him. Hallelujah. Everybody sing Jesus. Bright as the morning star.
Jesus.
How can I tell you how beautiful?
How beautiful you are.
I love you, Lord. For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God.
Jesus, I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son,
In the name of his blessed Holy Spirit, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministers. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. Hallelujah. We bless God for each and everyone this morning. In the name of Jesus, happy Father's Day. First of all, to God our Father, in the name of Jesus. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let us say the Lord's prayers together in the name of Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Our Father, our God, we bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you. We glorify your name, Almighty God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We say thank you, Lord. You woke us up this morning. You kept watch over us as we slept through the night. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify you, O God. We bless your glorious and your holy name. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you. In the name of Jesus. Morning. And we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And God, we cry to you for mercy. Excuse me. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy. Have mercy. In the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Forgive us of all our sins. Cleanse, O God, from all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, O God. O God, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. We shook our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So Lord, we thank you for the blood. We soak every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus, tissue, organ, system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spiritual bodies in the blood of Jesus, our emotional bodies in the blood of Jesus, our mind, our soul, our intellect in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. We thank you, O God, for the precious blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus in the atmosphere, in the cyberspace, the network, this radio block show, over the telephone line, our homes, wherever we are, with the blood of Jesus. Father, let the blood speak for us. Soak the work of our hands in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus flush toxins out of our bodies. Let the blood of Jesus make us whole. Father, this morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, on our spouses, on our nieces, and our nephews. On each and every one of us, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us, glory within us. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us. And the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around our children and grandchildren, our siblings, our spouses, our nieces and nephews, and the glory within us, within them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Preeminence. Have your way. Have your way in our lives. We bless your name. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Today is Father's Day, and one of the things the Lord brought into my spirit this morning, the word Abba, Abba, Father, A-B-B-A, which is the Aramaic, the language that Jesus spoke when he was here was Aramaic. It's a deep Hebrew language. They used to call it Aramaic language, and that language, the Aramaic word for Father is Abba. But we can, when we use the word Father, Holy Spirit, I surrender to you. Let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, all of you, and none of me, O God. Let me speak in the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit, not in human wisdom, in godly wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. When we use the word Abba, it's an Arabic word for the word Father, but it's a deeper meaning, because when you think about the Catholic Church, Father this, Father that, or maybe your pastor in your church was a Daddy G, or sometimes we hear the Nigerians, any Liberians in different countries, Daddy G, or Daddy this and Daddy that. Or sometimes we call our uncle dad. Okay? Father, when you say Abba, it's deeper. Because an overseer of a ministry, I will say Daddy G.O. Because I have decided to join his ministry. And so since I've joined this person's ministry, I will say my spiritual father or Daddy G or whatever. And there's nothing wrong. The Catholic Church, I mean the Father John, Father Dick, okay, in the schools, they call the priest, Father, Father, Father. And maybe you have an uncle, you call your uncle your father. What I'm saying to you, there's a difference. You know what? The difference is in your relationship. Your relationship with your Daddy G or whatever is not the same relationship that you have with your biological father. And we all know that the priests, these priests, they had to their authentic relationship, they will be raping these boys. Because a father won't violate, a true father won't violate their child. But I'm talking about when you say Abba Father, it speaks about an intimate relationship with Almighty God. Abba Father, hallelujah. A lot of times, many times, people don't have that intimate. And not because God is not there, because we just need to seek that intimacy. Have you spending time with him and being obedient, the more time you spend with him, you get to know him. It's about intimacy, close relationship, obedience to him, trusting him. Because when you have intimacy with him, you have to what? Trust him. It's just like a child and a dad said, I'm going to do this. You believe it. So being obedient, Father, Jesus, always was obedient to his Father. When we look at Mark 14:36, what did he say? He said, take this cup from me, but nevertheless, let me look at it. Read it, Mark 14, and be very specific. Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thy will. That is the mystery. Being obedient. That's the time he was in torment. He said, but not my will, but thy will. To be able to say, Abba, Father, obedient. Not just like a soldier obey, but have that closeness, willing to submit totally to him. Hallelujah. Romans 8:15. But you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, Abba Father. You can cry out to him as Abba Father in the midst. You are a son, a daughter of him. You're not a slave and daughter. You have that deeper relationship. Hallelujah. And Galatians 4:6 says, because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his sons into our hearts. For you to be able to have, he sent forth his spirit of his son, Jesus Christ, into our hearts. We are no longer slaves that we can call Abba, Father. That relationship. When you say Abba, Father, that it means you have that relationship, you're obedient. And then there are some people who say, Daddy, is there something wrong? No, because there are some people who say, Daddy, and if you have that intimate and you're obedient to him, it's about intimacy. It's about obedience. Once you have the spirit of Christ in you, you will be obedient and you will yearn and desire to be close to God. Desire to do what is right in his sight. Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of the Father who sent me. You will trust him. You will trust what he says. You will not doubt, regardless of what you see, what you hear. You will trust him. Psalm 103. Every night is one of the things I do every night. Every night is I do it without fear. Every night I do a little Bible study with my daughters, Krista and Tina. And we go over the scriptures, do it for an hour every night. And one of the things we've been doing is Psalm 103. And I would let them read it and say, look, tell me which one applied to your life. And I let them, and they will read it and let me know which one applied. And they were, I would just listen since we've been doing this. But one of the things that I like about this scripture to connect it to what we're talking about this morning is about his loving kindness. And his, let me find it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got to find, okay. Okay. They have here, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. So God pities his children that fear him. He has children that fear him. Then 17 says, for the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. Okay? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. What does it mean to fear? We talking about referential fear. Oh, you fear him, you want to do what is right. Hallelujah. He's merciful, he's gracious, he's slow to anger. He forgives, hallelujah. His loving kindness and tender mercies are over all his works. Hallelujah. So that's the kind of father we have. How can I know that his loving kindness and tender mercies are over all his words? Over all. You are the workman. God, he created you. Hallelujah. And you can look in Genesis that Adam and Eve sinned. Did he leave them? No. He created coats of animals. He made coats of animals' skin to cover them. He was concerned about them. And Cain killed for to warn him. And then when Cain cried out to God and God put a mark on him so nobody could kill Cain. And if anybody killed Cain, they would get a 7-time judgment. You know, it's about intimate relationship. Lord, have pity on me. So, Lord, have mercy on me. Crown me with loving kindness. Crown me, Lord, with your loving kindness. Crown me, Abba Father, with your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Crown me, O God. Crown me. Crown me, O Lord. Crown me with your loving kindness. Hallelujah. And that's what you want God to do. Your Father in heaven, Psalm 103, verse 4. Crown me. When we read that, we got real excited. When the girls that I was reading there, and one of them speaking and said, look at this. Call me with your loving kindness and your tender mercies. 1 3, verse 4. He redeemed thy life from destruction. So after me, God has thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Not only does he save you, but then he crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. I don't know about you. And that's when we call him Abba Father. Abba Father. As we celebrate this Father's Day, fathers or who will be fathers. Hallelujah. Let us pray for them so they can be the best fathers, that they can be actors, using Almighty God as an example. Even when we are in us, He loves us. And His love for us is unconditional. He hates sin, but He loves us. Can you cry unto Him this morning? Are you comfortable with saying, Abba, Father? Are you comfortable with saying, Daddy? Do you want a most relationship with Him? My brothers and sisters, the world will fill you, fill us. But Jesus will never fill us. Hallelujah. So, Jesus, say this morning, call me, Almighty God. Call me, Abba Father. Call me with your loving kindness and tender mercies. Then you can go on to, Lord, you are the glory. If you're going through something, Abba Father, you are the glory and the lifter. My head, Abba Father, Daddy, you are the glory and lifter of my head. Abba Father, you're telling Him you are the glory. Only you can do it. The name of the Lord is the strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. Abba Father, you are my strong tower. Abba Father, you are my strength. Abba Father, and you go on and on, and you begin to pray to God, I need you, oh, I need you, Abba Father. Help me along this path, Abba Father. I try to make a decision, Lord, help me, help me, help me, help me, Abba Father. You have a relationship, you're getting deeper and deeper. Abba Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you for this word this morning. Just a closer walk with you. Grant it, Jesus. Thank you. We bless your name. We praise your name, Abba Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. If anyone wants to say something, yes, I'm going to open the line for a few minutes and then we'll close with the
conference unmuted.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And what or have two prayer lines going? It is just not. Oh, God, we thank you and we bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Happy Father's Day. God bless you.